Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Welcome to Unscrewed, the show that knows that real liberation includes sexual liberation. I am your host, Jacqueline Friedman, and welcome to another Spare Parts episode of Unscrewed, where we bring you a little of this, a little of that, and we get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Hello, Unscrewed Nation. How are ya? Has everyone gotten a little rest? Like their wounds a little? It's a lot out there still. Can't say that anything's gotten better, but at least maybe you've had some time for a few naps. I'm really into the fact that it's cocoa season now here in Boston. We take our pleasures where we can. I think it's going to be a fairly short episode because I don't have that much to say, and also because I have a book due in a couple of weeks. So let's get down to it. I want to start with the news that broke today, or at least I saw it today, that Hillary Clinton came out and said that Bill's affair with Monica Lewinsky was not an abuse of power because they were both adults. I have to tell you, look, I know Hillary is divisive and I have opinions about why Hillary is divisive and all of this shit. I am actually generally a, like, yay Hillary person. I'm going to be honest with you. If you want to come yell at me about that on the internet, please don't. Just keep it to yourself. But this statement is super wrong, and I just want to come out and say that. It's super wrong. The idea that because two people are adults, one can't abuse the power they have over the other one. Now, look, there are power dynamics in, like, every single relationships. There are power differentials in all of our relationships, whether because one of us is a man and one of us is a woman, or one of us is cis and one is trans, or one of us has a lot of money and one has not so much, or we're in an interracial relationship, or there's an age gap, or God only knows, one is more emotionally literate and verbal. You know, like, there are all kinds of things that can create power differentials. You know, one person's bringing in more income than the other one and is supporting the other person. It is not impossible to have a relationship in the face of a power differential. We all do it all the time. But there are power differentials that become too large to bridge, and the person who has the greater power in these instances has the responsibility to not have the relationship. We can talk about those edge cases. Where is that line? Is it okay for a professor and a grad student to have a sexual or romantic relationship? You know, like, what age gap is too much? These are legitimate conversations to have. But this is not an edge case, right? Like, this is not one of those cases. We're talking about the president of the United States, the most powerful man in the free world, having an affair with a 23, I think, year old intern. Like, this is not an edge case. It's not one of those debatables. That is too much power differential. And it was his job to just not ask her to blow him. And to not even say yes if she offered to blow him. Right? Like, it's pretty straightforward and simple. So I just wanted to put that out there. The idea that the fact that they're both adults means no abuse of power can have taken place is just horseshit. And honestly, like, Hillary is too smart to actually believe that. She just has clearly this lifelong blind spot when it comes to Bill. And I mean, at this point, that's between her and her God and her husband, I guess. But I wish she would keep her yap shut about it. And I don't say that about almost anything else about Hillary. I know there's lots of people who would like her to keep her yap shut about everything. I am not on that team. I'm pro hearing Hillary's opinions generally, but I feel like she should at least become self-aware enough to recognize that she has a blind spot when it comes to Bill. But alas, here we are. So speaking of problematic faves, I got a two-part listener question from a listener who wants to remain anonymous. And here's what he wrote. Dear Jacqueline, I am a new listener to your Unscrewed podcast, and I just finished binge listening to all the episodes. Awesome podcast. Thank you, anonymous listener. I am glad you liked it. I'm pretty into it, too. I have two questions. One, you've used the phrase pleasure-based comprehensive sex education several times on your podcast. Is there a book or link that you would recommend that describes this in detail? Two, you've said that you have a complicated relationship with Dan Savage. Can you please explain? Okay, Anonymous, I can answer both of those questions. Let's do the second one first. So, the complicated part about my relationship with Dan Savage is that I think that he gives a lot of good sex advice and has been a force for good on a lot of queer issues, and, you know, he's done some good stuff in the world and puts a lot of good ideas out into the world, and a lot of people have found him really helpful, and I don't want to negate any of that when I say he also has some massive blind spots that he shows less than adequate curiosity about changing. He has been on record basically calling bisexual people fence-sitters, that we just are confused and need to make a decision. He has been really fatphobic, which has been documented at great length by the amazing Lindy West. You know, that kind of shit. So, So Dan Savage has been a really leading figure in terms of getting people to destigmatize sexuality and pleasure and queerness and a bunch of stuff and increase communication between partners. You know, he gave us good giving and game, you know, which I think can be a really useful framework for a lot of people. He gave us dump the motherfucker already. He gave us Santorum. If you don't know what that's about, look it up. But also he has some really bigoted and harmful ideas that he really digs in on when challenged. You know, all of us have blind spots, but hopefully we are open to learning and can acknowledge that we don't know everything and that everything we believe and think instinctively is not correct. And he has really not demonstrated that he believes that about himself. So that's why I feel complicated about Dan Savage. In terms of comprehensive pleasure-based sex education, there are a number of places you can go to get a sense of what I'm talking about. If you look up the Netherlands sex education, there are a number of articles that have been written about how they teach sex ed. That's pretty close to what I'm talking about. There are a couple of books that philosophically talk about the idea. Heather Corinna's SEX, as well as Al Vernaccio's For Goodness Sex. The Unitarian Universalists have a curriculum that really does a good job of comprehensive pleasure-based sex ed. It's called Our Whole Lives, and you can check that out. Basically, what I mean by that, let's break those words down one at a time. Comprehensive means not only that it covers all the topics that need to be covered, and it's not just sort of like, here's the definition of consent, here's how to put on a condom, you have sex ed now. Like, that's better than a lot of people get, but it's not comprehensive. Comprehensive really means you start in kindergarten with age-appropriate lessons about boundaries and bodies and healthy communication skills and relationships, and you build every year, year on year, build on those lessons. So you really take the time both in class each year as well as longitudinally to teach this pretty serious subject, right? The way that you would history or science. Pleasure-based means that the sex education acknowledges that most people most of the time are having sex for pleasure, and that's totally cool. That's good. That's an awesome reason to have sex, which you would think is super basic, but actually most sex ed curricula in the U.S. actively discourage conversations about pleasure because there's this mythological belief that if you acknowledge that sex is fun, it will encourage young people to have it. The data does not suggest that assertion. And also I would say, so what? Like, there are a lot of worse things than encouraging young people to have sex as long as they're doing it safely and respectfully, right? But the truth is the data contradicts that, you know, that if you look at the Netherlands where they do this, the age of what is called sexual debut is not any lower, but their relationships are stronger and they have lower rates of STIs and unintended pregnancies and rape. So you reduce the bad stuff, but you don't like encourage kids to be slutty by acknowledging that sex is pleasurable. When you leave pleasure out of sex, you leave a lot of people vulnerable, especially people whose sexualities are marginalized in mainstream discourse, specifically queer and trans people and women of all kinds. Because if you are not seeing messages in the larger culture that says your sexuality matters, that sex is for you or about you, that your pleasure matters, which you're not in those cases, and you're not getting that in school, then when you encounter someone who treats you like your pleasure doesn't matter, you think this is how it's supposed to be, right? And so if you're being abused or even just with a shitty, selfish partner, you're like way less likely to self-advocate and you're, you know, vulnerable and shat upon. And that is how we get to a world where women who sleep with straight men have way fewer orgasms than the men they're sleeping with. So that is the shorthand of what I'm talking about. But like I said, there's lots of places to go read more if you're interested, which it sounds like you are. And I think you should. Let us know what you find. And for the rest of you, you can ask your questions. A lot of times I get advice questions on sex and relationships. But as you can tell, I'm happy to answer questions about any old thing. Unscrewed@JacquelineFriedman.com. That's JacquelineFriedman.com. You can also chat me up on Twitter @JacquelineF. You can use the Unscrewed hashtag. Let me know what you think of what Hillary Clinton said about Monica Lewinsky, or what you think about Dan Savage, or what you think about comprehensive pleasure-based sex ed on Twitter using the Unscrewed hashtag so other listeners can find you. I'm also on Instagram @JacquelineEffable, where you can mostly find pictures of food and random things I do. Get in touch. Always loving to chat. We'll be back next week with a full brand new episode. Until then, make sure you are subscribed in the podcatcher of your choice. And while you're in there, make sure you're leaving us a little review. Give us 5 stars. Give us a 2-sentence review. It is so awesome and really helps other people to discover the show. Unscrewed is produced by yours truly, Jacqueline Friedman, and is edited by Natalia Rodriguez. Our in-and-out music is by The Pink Tiles, and our cover art is by Nicole Dodonna and was developed in collaboration with The Establishment, who also developed the sound cues. Until next week, I'm wishing you safe and happy sex lives.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.